All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into South Bend, Indiana. It's time for game number 3 of a 6-game series, the Lansing Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. South Bend has won 2 games in the series, and they've won them by slender margins. They won the opener 4-3, holding off the Lugnuts after the Nuts scored 2 runs with 2 outs in the 9th. And then yesterday, Pablo Aliendo, a 2-run tie-breaking 2-out homer in the bottom of the 5th inning. And the Cubs beat the Lugnuts 4-2. So what occurs today? Well, Joey Estes is getting the ball. And the last time that we saw Joey, 6 shutout innings was the result. He only allowed 1 infield single at Wisconsin. Estes against, on the other side, a good one. And the right-hander, Luis Devers, 3-0. But in 9 appearances, 6 of them starts. Devers has allowed only 4 runs on 21 hits and 41 and 2/3 innings. The league batting just 151 against him. It's ace against ace. And the first pitch is at 7:05 p.m. However, before we go there, we've got some time. And earlier today, I had the chance to catch up with the Lugnuts shortstop, Max Muncy. You'll hear from Max when we return. This is Lugnuts pregame.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
Chevy would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Joined by Max Muncy, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Coming to the end of your first full professional season, how would you assess it?
A lot of learning, for sure. More so in the how to take care of my body through this many games. I've never played even close to this many games. I think I played 30 last year, and I'm going to be at close to 120 this year. So it was good. It was fun. Not as tiring as I was prepared for. So it's good. I think I was overly prepared for like the fatigue part of it. So I think I actually handled that part decently.
Like a marathoner gets a second wind, was there a part of this year where you got your second wind?
Definitely getting called up. I think just like a scene change is big for me.
Yeah.
That's my plan in the offseason, is to train at like 4 or 5 different spots so I don't get tired or, stuck in the same spot. So I think when I got moved up from Stockton, getting here was like, I felt like I could play, you know, another month. Yeah.
And you're surrounded by guys that you know, because we got Denzel up here, and there have been all sorts of guys. But I want to get back to last year. How was last offseason for you? What were your goals last offseason?
Last offseason was a little weird just because I'd only played 30 or so games. I mean, less than that. I only had 11 at Instructs, or 11 at whatever, short season, whatever it's called last year, and then like 10 at Instructs. And so I think the offseason would kind of just do what I would do in high school, kind of the same stuff.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I wouldn't say it was a wasted offseason, but now that I finished my first full season, I think I'm a little better prepared for what I really need or what I'm really trying to work on.
What are you trying to work on right now?
I think I'm trying to do a swing change in the offseason. Just getting the average up.
Yeah.
I think the power is going to be there with any swing. So I think I'm just going to try to see some hitting guys, just get some new ideas maybe, just see what they have to say. I'm kind of open to different stuff right now.
That's just one facet. How's your defense feeling?
Defense is good. I decided to go to Instructs just so I can work with one of our defensive coordinators.
That changed since last we had talked.
Yes, so I'm going to work with Juan Neveretti, if you know of him.
Legend.
He's amazing. So I think that's really, I told them, you know, as long as he's going, I'll go. But if he's not there, I was going to not go. So I think that's my off-season defensive training. I'm just going to do it right after season, go to Instructs, and then I know he's going to set me up with a whole plan of what to do in the off-season. So I think I'll almost let him completely take over my defensive off-season strategy.
He's going to see you, and he'll go, you're the reason I'm here, huh?
Yeah, I forced him to go. I know he loves it, though, so I know he's got no problem going to that.
Wait, so you've already got the respect for him. What was it like the first time you met him?
It was actually like kind of weird the first few times. I didn't really know how I felt about him. He's just super intense. Like, we had a few incidents where I just kind of like didn't know, you know, if we were gonna work well together.
Yeah.
And then about like a week or 2 weeks in, I just was all in. Like after that, it was just like anything he has for me, I'm gonna do. Like, he just had kind of very quickly like earned all my trust and respect, and I just knew that anything he was doing was really for me and not for, you know, his own, you know, trying to put a stamp on me or anything. It was really because he wanted to see me succeed. So I think everything that he does, I'm all in on.
Joined by Max Muncy. All right, that's offense. That's defense. Base running, why have you been so much more successful here than in Stockton?
Part of it was, you know, I didn't really get the green light in Stockton. It was a lot of, like, I think especially that lower level, I think the plan might have been just getting all of us young guys as many at-bats as we could. So I think it was just, you know, let's not try to get thrown out. Let's try to, like, move it down the line, you know, Perez, Danny. Like, we want to get all those guys at bats. When Denzel was there, you know, CJ, like, I think it was more important for us to get at bats than, like, you know, get thrown out and start missing at bats from guys.
Yeah.
But I think when I got here, it was kind of like they gave me the green light. Whenever I wanted to go, I could go. And I just kind of have gotten back into the base stealing rhythm. So once they gave me the green light, like, I started really, you know, focusing on doing that, and I just started stealing a lot more bases.
Something I've really enjoyed is watching you steal third. How are you so adept at stealing third? Is that a skill you've worked on?
Yeah, so in high school, I had a weird thing with getting picked off. Like, I hated getting picked off. It only happened one time. For, like, the next 10 games, I, like, refused to get picked off. So I started getting my stolen bases from stealing third.
Yeah.
Just because they have a longer throw, they have to do a different move, and most guys don't have a good move to second. So I use that more like momentum steal to third.
Yes.
And it's easier if they try to sprint and throw. Even if I'm shuffling, I can still get back. So third is, I definitely love stealing third, just because you can pick up more things, you know, rhythm, and sometimes you can figure out what pitch they're throwing and steal it. So I think that's where I like stealing third. If I get on second, I'm always looking to steal it.
Next year, if you've got the full green light the whole year, do you end up next year with more steals or more homers?
I think I could get to 25 or 30 next year if I have a full year green light. Because, I mean, I had six in Stockton through 90 or something, like 70, 80 games or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, what, 10 through 30 here. So I think I could get to 25, 30 if I'm, like, given the green light. And even, like, now I'm kind of just going when I get on. So people start to know that I'm going. But if I had a full season, I would kind of pick, you know, my exact moments to go, which would probably help me. So, yeah, I think I could definitely outweigh on stolen bases than homers.
you join us, and you talked about your second wind, but watching you and Tyler Soderstrom hit back-to-back in the order was such a blast for me, just as a baseball fan. How was it for you to be in the same lineup as him?
He's a great player. He's honestly, I could say, one of the most pure hitters I've ever seen. You know, he just doesn't think too much about it. He kind of just has that natural swing. You know, when I go bad, I'm all mechanics, thinking about everything, and if Tyler goes bad, he just knows it's going to come back because he just knows his exact swing. So kind of just watching him, like, I mean, his outs are just hard hit balls. Everything's hard hit balls. So he's definitely a hitter I would strive to, you know, get as good at.
There was a time there while he was here, you hit a first pitch home run. How many times in your life have you hit the first pitch of a game for a home run?
I think that might have been the first time. Because I'm usually not the leadoff spot.
Yeah.
So I had a first pitch home run in Stockton, but I was hitting third or second. So yeah. I think that's the first time I've hit a leadoff home run in a game. And we did it twice here, so I think that's my only two times I've done that.
That was about the same time I noticed. Let's say we're the visiting team. I love seeing that you put all of your stuff right out there in front of you for the anthem. You're the first guy out of the dugout. When did that start?
I don't know, I just kind of would do that if the away team had like an anthem or something, or they do one of those hype videos.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do it. I used to do it like in low A sometimes when the other team would get too excited. So it was almost like you steal a little thunder, you put your stuff out there first, like you kind of make it out first. I don't know. And then I just started doing it, like especially now that I'm leading off. The more that I'm leading off, it's more like so I'm ready. I put all my stuff there and then I can go straight on and walk straight to the on-deck circle. But yeah, it's a cool feeling when you're like, put your stuff out there and you're standing out there alone. And then you feel your team, like, come up behind you. I don't know. Something about it's cool.
Yeah, I tell people, I'm like, watch for Max, and then watch who's second. And sometimes it's Schultzy. Sometimes it's so cool for me to see everybody start to come in after you.
They all come behind you to kind of feel like it's your team backing you up or something like that. It feels cool.
In high school, is it true you had 4 Grand Slams 1 year?
Yeah, I think that's a state record.
Why'd they keep pitching to you?
They couldn't put me on. Bases loaded.
No Barry Bonds walks.
No, I had one bases loaded walk in preseason, so that was the only time they put me on, and I was surprised. Run scored, and then the next guy double play, so I guess it worked out for him.
2 more questions. One has to be on your name, because I immediately heard you get called 2.0.
Yeah.
When was the first time that you realized there's another Max Muncy, he's a baseball player, he's older than me, and we have the same birthday?
So my grandparents, the Muncys, they're, you know, stats, like, look at everything, like, find everyone. So they knew of him when he was at Baylor. So I knew, like, known before he even, I've been through his whole journey, the whole thing. So my parents my grandparents were telling me, you know, oh, he got drafted, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then they would follow him with the A's, and I watched his game when he got called up, and then he got released, and then they got picked up by the Dodgers, which is, my grandma's a huge Dodgers fan. So then it was, like, nuts for them. And this was before he even had done, you know, anything at the major league level.
Yeah.
So, not to say that I was there from the start, but...
You were!
Part of me was, because they were so excited about it, my grandparents were, that I had to become, you know, I had to be invested, because it's my name, and they loved it, so... And I loved them, so it was just like, if we wanted to watch him, and they wanted to watch him with the A's... I remember he hit a homer with the A's, I think he hit a homer with the A's in a big league game, his first homer. They T-Bowed that, I came over, we all watched it. Like, they loved, like, him, like, just watching him, and they thought it was so fascinating. So, I had known about him for many years before he had... come through the Dodgers system and been something, what he is now.
Has he ever reached out to you?
No. We've done...
You've got to introduce him to your grandparents.
Oh, yeah. I think they would be more excited to meet him. I mean, obviously, I'm in the same business, and I would love to meet him. Great player. I'd love to ask him some questions. But I think they would really just be beside themselves to put one and two together and see us.
Final question. I love asking this question. Besides baseball, what else are you great at?
I'm trying to figure that out. I've done a ton of things. I'm one of those guys that, you know, picks something up and then kind of drops it, and picks something up and drops it. Besides baseball, like, I'm pretty consistent with baseball, and then I've tried, you know, I'm super into history. Sometimes I'll get into, like, reading much history, which is, like, really the only thing, besides the Bible and stuff, that's the only thing I really read. And then I try to get into making music. I got a friend back home that makes music, and he's really good. So I try to make some music sometimes when I'm bored, make a few beats. But, like, other than that, like, the athletic stuff I do. Basketball I'm pretty good at. Yeah. I'm not great at surfing, but I'll surf when I go home. I think it's
practice fun. Makes perfect.
Yeah, it's fun. I like being on the water, like, strengthens the shoulders. But yeah, other than that, like, what's that thing? Like, your average a lot?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Master of none, yeah, that's me. Like, I'm like, I could go out and compete anything I do, or I could figure something out, but I'll never have that, like, I'll never be like, he's amazing at whatever. I'll just be like, oh, he can dance a little bit, he can whatever, he can mess around with music, he can surf a little bit, but it's nothing like, besides baseball, it's nothing that you're like, wow, like, he's so good at that.
I don't know. I'll check in with you next year. You'll drop some beats on me. You'll be figured it out.
Yeah, maybe I got some. Maybe I figured out in the offseason. I got some musical. There's musical talent in the family, so I don't know if it's been carried.
Like what?
Well, my mom has 8 siblings, including herself. There's 8. And her mom, so my grandma, and all 4 or 5 sisters can sing. And they all play the piano. And my sister she can play by ear. So nobody ever taught her how to play the piano. So we would watch TV, and someone would, I don't know, it'd be one of those TV shows, like a High School Musical type thing, where they kick the piano on and they start singing, and then she could go in the other room and copy it. So nobody ever taught her. She just, like, it just clicked in her head, and she just found out how to play. But I wasn't blessed with that. I can't do that.
Hey, Max, this has been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts shortstop Max Muncy. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Meet Keith. Loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's starting lineup time as I'm getting you all set. Lugnuts and South Bend Cubs coming your way from Four Winds Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler in 3 of the 6 game set. And Max Muncy, whom you just heard on today's pregame interview, leads off for the Nuts. He's at shortstop. Batting second, the right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Hitting third and left field, Joshuan Wright. Batting fourth, cleanup hitters, the catcher, Shane McGuire. Hitting fifth, the third baseman, Alexander Campos. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jared McDonald. Hitting seventh, at second base, Zahid Valenzuela. Batting eighth, the DH, Cooper Bowman. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, in center field, Brian Buelbas. That's Muncy, Butler, Wright, McGuire, Campos, McDonald, Valenzuela, Bowman, and Buelbas. And they support the right-hander, Joey Estes, 20 years of age, out of Palmdale, California. On the other side now for the South Bend Cubs, leading off in center field, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting second, the DH, Jordan Wogu. Heading third, the right fielder, Owen Casey. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Luis Verdugo. Yohendrik Piñango is in left field, batting fifth. Batting sixth, the catcher, Pablo Aliendo. Heading seventh at first base, B.J. Murray. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Kevin Made. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, at second base, Fabian Pertuz. That's Crow Armstrong, Wogu, Casey. Verdugo, Piñango, Aliendo, Murray, Made, and Pertuz for the South Bend Cubs, and supporting the right-hander, South Bend's Luis Devers. It is time now for the national anthem. Out to the field we go.
Our national anthem, presented by Country Cabins and Home Furnishings. Performing the Star Spangled Banner this evening, please welcome Allie Rubel.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant.
Capitan Home Furnishings, proudly offering American-made furniture and cabinetry in downtown Napanee. And now it's time to play ball at Four Winds Field.
And with that, let's go. For the Lansing Lugnuts, it's game number 123 and their 26th season in the Midwest League. It's game number 57 here in the second half. The Lugnuts come into play today, 25-31, 50-72 overall. And meanwhile, the Cubs are 35-21, 69-53. The Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland A's. And on the other side, the South Bend Cubs, the High A affiliate of... It's not the Chicago White Sox. It is the Chicago Cubs. And the owner of the Cubs, Tom Ricketts, is in the owner's suite to the right, along with the owner of the South Bend Cubs, Andrew Berlin, who's a minority owner in the Chicago White Sox. Would you believe it? Well, here's your South Bend Cubs defensive alignment to take on the first three Lugnuts batters, Muncie, Butler, and Wright. Around the outfield, Pinyango is in left field, Crow Armstrong in center, and in right field, Casey. Around the infield, Murray at first, Pertuz at second. The shortstop, Mare, the third baseman, Verdugo. On the catcher, Aliendo. Max Muncy to lead off. Home plate umpire, Clyburn Rondo, and the bases umpire, Jared Molman. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And the time is 7:04 p.m. Righty, righty. Muncy against Luis Devers out of Samaná, Dominican Republic. Deals. First offering a fastball outside. Ball one. At 7:05 p.m., we are underway. Fastball at 91 miles per hour. The pitch to Muncy. That, too, is outside. On the count is 2 balls and 0 strikes. The numbers are staggering for the right-hander Devers. The ERA, 0.86. A swing and a foul tip hung on to by catcher Aliendo. On the count is 2-1. Four runs. And 41 2/3 innings. The deal, a bunt laid down toward third. Verdugo comes in, bare hands, throws, and that's off the bag. Muncy had it beaten out anyway. A bunt single for Max. That is the way this ball game begins. Subject of the pregame interview on the 2021 Oakland Athletics first rounder. Max Muncy is aboard. Now Devers, the pitcher, is difficult to run on. Muncy with the Lugnuts, 10 steals and 11 attempts. Here's Lawrence Butler batting left. He takes a called strike across the inside corner. And Butler, 6'2", 215 pounds, rotating his bat around. Devers spins, those to first. Muncy back in. No mustard on that pickoff. Max belly flopped back. Partly cloudy skies above here in South Bend, Indiana. Temperature currently 85. Butler lays off, the off-speed low and in. Now the count is 1-1. The stuff for Devers, fastball, changeup, slurve. Sometimes more of a slider, sometimes more of a curve. It's the changeup, though, that is his best pitch. The deal. Fly ball pounded out to center. Crow Armstrong rushes back. He nears the wall, jumps up, and he makes the catch. Muncy had rounded second. He retouches. He returns to first base. One of the best defensive outfielders in all of the minor leagues, Pete Crow Armstrong, runs it down. Lawrence Butler is at number one. And now Joshuan Wright steps in. Crow Armstrong is the number one prospect in the Cubs organization. And you know what? Made that catch look fairly easy. Pickoff out of first base. Muncy back in, hands first. Crow Armstrong rushed back on it and gave a little hop as he reached the warning track. But no troubles. The pitch. Wright takes the changeup low. Ball one. A bunt single. A hard, deep lineout to open up the ballgame. No score. Top of the first. One on, one out. A 1-0. Muncy runs. The pitch popped up by Wright. Muncy has to get back. It's on the right side of the infield. The second baseman Pertuz over to make the catch, and Muncy retreats with the pitcher covering at the bag. Joshuan Wright is at number two.
Batting next for Lansing, number 21, catcher Shane McGuire.
So send up the cleanup hitter now, Shane McGuire. A left-handed batter. Devers with the sign, peering over his left shoulder. Let's it fly. The change up to Stardom. Called a strike right down the middle. It is a Vulcan change. And I asked one of the voices of South Bend, Max Toma, earlier today, what makes it so tough? And he said that he asked the pitching coach of South Bend that very same question. A one. That floats up high. There's the first look at the breaking ball. One ball, one strike. And Tony Cagoule of the Cubs said it's the pronation that Luis Devers gets. That is, the way he turns his hand as he releases the pitch like he's turning a doorknob. A one ball, one strike pitch. The changeup right down the middle. At a called strike two. He throws it, and then that pitch just slows down right out of his hand. The old Bugs Bunny changeup takes forever to arrive, and it makes the 91-mile-an-hour fastball so much more effective. Muncy at first, no score. Muncy runs. The pitch swung at him, missed. The changeup strikes out McGuire. A throw went down anyway. It doesn't matter. Max ends up on his back, looking like he's doing a dirt angel at second base. McGuire's the first strikeout victim of Luis Devers, and a scoreless first inning. Let's go to the bottom of the first. It is now South Bend coming up against the Lugnuts right-hander Joey Estes when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
So here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Peter Armstrong leads off the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts did not score in the top of the first after Max Muncy bunt single. There's right-hander Joey Estes kicking, dealing. Left-handed batting, Crow Armstrong fouls off the first pitch. And strike one. He loves to swing. He swings early and often. Had the day off yesterday, did Crow Armstrong. Played in the series opener, collected three hits. Estes offers. That too is fouled up and away off to the left side. The Lugnuts defense around Estes features Josh Wainwright in left field, Lawrence Butler in right, and in center field between them, Ryan Wilbas. At first base, Jared McDonald. And second baseman, Seed Valenzuela. At short, Max Muncy, currently playing up the middle. And at third, Alexander Campos. The pitch, that too, is fouled up and away to the left. Three carbon copies. The catcher is Shane McGuire. For Joey Estes, 6'2", 205 pounds. Drafted initially by the Atlanta Braves and traded to the A's just before the year. A step back, the leg kick, the 0-2. Fastball foul popped. Did you hear this one before? To the left side and out of play. So, four pitches, four foul offs. No score, nobody on, nobody out. Wogu on deck, then Casey. Estes tries again. A ground ball hit to second. Diving backhand stop Valenzuela. From one knee, a lob over to first in time. Out number one. Star next to that one on the scorecard for Saheed Valenzuela.
The designated hitter, number 19, Jordan Wogu.
Bring up the DH now, Jordan Wogu, who played center field yesterday with Crow Armstrong getting the day idle. Righty, righty. The windup on the first pitch. Fastball grounded foul off the left lead leg. and then right out to the first baseman, McDonald. It was quite a carom. Hunter hands it to D'Angelo Jimenez, the first base coach for South Bend. Their manager is coaching down at third, Lance Reimel. Reimel, age 32, like Phil Pohl of the Lugnuts, age 32. No score, one out. Estes throws. That's up high. One ball, one strike. Fastball from Estes, 93 miles per hour. Lugnuts are wearing their road black uniforms, silver Lugnuts across the front of the chest. Black caps, black brim, silver Luggy the Lugnut. The deal. Off speed, popped up off the hands. Take it in by first baseman McDonald onto the grass. Out number two.
The Cubs right fielder number 20, Owen Casey.
And now Estes against Owen Casey. That's 20-year-old, 23-year-old, and 20-year-old, all of them top prospects in the Cubs organization. Casey bats from the left side. Like Crow Armstrong, he was acquired via trade. Crow Armstrong from the Mets, Casey from the Padres. First pitch. Line drive right field, down for base hit. A hop in front of Lawrence Butler. Butler plays it in. Single by Casey. Did not truly catch it flush as the ball died before it got out to Lawrence. Estes last outing allowed one hit in six innings. And so here he is. Here's his first hit allowed here. No worries. He takes on Luis Verdugo. Righty, righty. Estes fires. A bouncing ball foul up the left side. There are certain teams around the Midwest League that will work the count. The South Bend Cubs are not one of them. South Bend all year has 414 walks. That is 22 fewer walks than the Lugnuts. Luis Verdugo does have 44 walks, though. He's second most on the team at 100 games. Estes sets, delivers. Fastball maybe a little touch high. And for the outside corner of the letters, the fastball there was at 92. One ball and one strike on Verdugo. Comes in with 26 doubles, one triple, and five homers. Native of Mexico. A throw over to first base. Wogu back in, or I should say Casey back in, standing. Oh, and Casey has 11 steals, five times caught. The fifth time was earlier in the series, and it was by the man behind the plate, Shane McGuire. Threw out two Cubs trying to steal second base in the series opener. The pitch. Slider across the outside corner. Strike two called. Verdugo disagreed. Third baseman Campos hugs his line. Center fielder Buelbas deep and out toward left center. The 20-year-old Estes lets it fly. Slider low and outside. Taken for ball two.
Everybody clap your hands.
Verdugo, the old man, age 21, matches the uniform number for the catcher, McGuire. The signal, the set. A 2-2 pitch. Foul tipped into, then off of McGuire, and that also hurt the batter. Pinballed around at home plate, and Verdugo went to dance off the pan right in front of his dugout. Ooh. Off his left heel. Still trying to walk off that pain. Casey, the runner at first base. Don't let umpire Rondon checks in with Verdugo. Verdugo now steps in, steps out. Steps in. Not fully. There goes the left foot. Two taps of the bat upon home plate. A two-tone bat. Black handle, brown barrel. And Joey Estes readies on the mound. 3-2, the pitch. High fly ball pulled foul, back and out of play. Estes went with the high cheddar. Joey Estes coming into play today, 79 innings, 83 strikeouts, 29 walks. Fly ball pitcher, the deal. Slider, foul back, over the netting, off the rooftop, bouncing right back down. And off the netting once again behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. Casey at first, no score. The pitch. Fastball is lined out to left field. That's down for a base hit. Right over to play. Casey flashes for third. Right throw into third base offline. Verdugo hustles into second. Second and third for the Cubs. Verdugo was not going for second base until he saw where that throw was going. If Josh Wainwright tosses it into shortstop Muncy, there's a chance they stop Verdugo from motoring into scoring position. As it is, though, for South Bend. Second and third, two outs for Yohendrick Piñango. That pitch from Joey Estes was up and in. Tough for Luis Verdugo, who brought his hands in. And he didn't barrel it, but he didn't line it down the left field line. Not with much authority. It was the eighth pitch of the at-bat, too. Catcher McGuire paid Estes a visit. Yohendrick Piñango now steps in. Left-handed hitting Piñango. By the way, it has gone down as a single, then to second on the throw. Righty offers. Piñango swings and misses. Strike one on a low fastball. Piñango, age 20, out of Carora, Venezuela. 5'11", 170 pounds. The pitch. A bouncing ball hit on the right side. Two hops to Valenzuela, backing up onto the grass. Fires over to McDonald. Out recorded, side retired. For South Bend in the bottom of the first inning, a threat with two outs on two base hits, but two runners left in scoring position, and Joey Estes blanks them. Going to the second inning, no score from South Bend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Though Adam Jaxa at my side this series, he is in Stillwater, Oklahoma State and Central Michigan University. Luis Devers here in South Bend deals outside ball one to the Lugnuts' Alexander Campos. Campos, McDonald, and Valenzuela, scoreless. Top of the second from Four Winds Field. Second pitch, bouncer foul at home plate, hurts the catcher Aliendo. It was a straight changeup, and Aliendo got stung. One ball, one strike. On the right-handed hitting third baseman, Alexander Campos, taking on the right-handed throwing Luis Devers. Campos comes in hitting .303 through 22 games. 14 walks means a .425 on base percentage. Two doubles, two homers, slugging .424. He's been productive with the Lugnuts at four different stints. By the way, checking in with Central Michigan University. Currently, the Chippewas trail the Oklahoma State Cowboys 7-0, early going. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball is outside. Chippewas had the first possession, hunted after picking up a first down. And then for Oklahoma State, Spencer Sanders to John Paul Richardson. 45 yards. 7-0 Cowboys. Campos pushes a base hit through the right side, just to the left of second baseman Pertuz. Inbound the throw from right fielder Casey. A leadoff single for the Lugnuts. I note, though, that the Chippewas are on the march. They are currently at the Oklahoma State 25-yard line. 8:57, first quarter. I'll be paying attention, Adam. Good luck. Adam Jaxa went to Stillwater, very confident that the Chippewas could upset the number 12 team in the country. Jared McDonald takes a called strike on the off speed from Devers. McDonald, a good game yesterday. In fact, a strong series. Yesterday, single, double, walk, two walks in the opener. The pitch, breaking ball, low and away. McDonald, the number 6 hitter, and the starting first baseman, with Patrick McCall on the COVID list. The Lugnuts have been using McCall. Well, without McCall, they've been using McDonald and McGuire at first base. The pitch. McDonald takes a called strike. There's the big breaking ball hooking right through the zone. Apparently, if you want to be the Lugnuts first baseman, it helps to have a last name starting with capital M, lowercase c. Throw over to first base, not in time. Combos back in. McCall, McDonald, McGuire. Jared McDonald, hailing from Scottsdale, Arizona, waits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on the changeup. That does it for Jared. And there's the second strikeout for Devers. That changeup is filth. Saheed Valenzuela now, the switch-hitting second baseman for the Lugnuts, already with a highlight reel play on his night, on his nightly highlight reel. A gem. He robbed Pete Crow Armstrong. Here's the first pitch. Down low and inside, ball one. Switch hitter bats left against Devers. And batting left doesn't help you against that changeup. The breaking ball from Devers, it's there. The changeup, though. And there it is, right down the middle. Called a strike. I mean, it's not coming in all that hard. It just slows down right out of his hands. And you as a batter, how do you adjust to that pitch? We'll see what the Lugnuts do. The 1-1 pitch from Devers. The curveball hooks in for a called strike. Well, if he's throwing that pitch for a strike, watch out. 1-2. He's only allowed 4 runs. And now he's pitched an inning and a third here today. So make it at 43 innings in the Midwest League, 4 runs allowed. He fires. Valenzuela lines it up to the middle. Past the diving Pertuz. That's a base hit. Campos takes the turn. He hustles over to third base. Crow Armstrong's throw comes in a first, but it's way offline. Valenzuela's back in. So Valenzuela single, sandwiching the strikeout of McDonald with the Campos single. And the Lugnuts have runners at the corners for Cooper Bowman. By the way, breaking news from Stillwater, Chippewas touchdown, Daniel Richardson. A 15-yard touchdown pass to Carlos Carrieri. Pickoff, though, over to first base, not in time, or Carrier, or let's just say Carlos made the catch. And with the extra point, the Chippewas and the Cowboys are tied up 7-7. There you go, Adam. Cooper Bowman takes outside ball one. Yesterday, Bowman had 2 hits, including an RBI single, and it was here in the second inning. The Lugnuts had a 4-hit flurry. Bowman swats this pitch foul down the right side, lit on the fastball. Ball and a strike. Can the Lugnuts add a 5th run to the runs allowed this year for Luis Devers here in High A? The pitch to Bowman. Curveball outside. Luis Devers, 22 years of age, signed as a free agent 5 years ago. Lets it fly. Line drive hook to left. Pinyango comes in. He's got the catch. Campos will try him. Here's the tag attempt. Throw to the plate. Up the line. Campos is safe. A head first dive. And the Lugnuts take the lead. A sack fly. 1-0 Lansing. Valenzuela stays put at first base. Bowman picks up the ribby. For Cooper Bowman, it's his 7th RBI as a member of the Lugnuts. Ribby's in the second inning in back-to-back games. Now with 2 outs and a runner at first base, the batter Brian Buelabas. Run number 5 allowed by Devers. The pitch, outside ball 1. Devers here in the Midwest League. July 6th against Wisconsin, 3 scoreless. At Peoria, July the 12th, 2 2/3 scoreless. At Peoria, July 17th, 1 run in 5 innings. Let's it fly. Popped up, left side, foul ground, and out of play by Brian Guelbas, back into the seats. 1-1. On July 23rd, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits, that was Devers' magnum opus, 6 hitless, scoreless innings. July 29th against Lake County, 5 scoreless. August 5th against Fort Wayne, 5 scoreless. And then August 11th at Wisconsin, 1 run and 5. August 19th against Beloit, 1 run and 5. The pitch to Guelbas. Breaking ball, called a strike in the outside corner. And most recently at West Michigan, 1 run in 5 innings. And so, if that is all that he allows and he goes 5, would be 4 consecutive 5 innings, 1 run starts. And the Lugnuts hang more runs upon him. Devers deals to Guelbas. A breaking ball grounded fair up the third baseline. That ball is off the wall. It kicks off to the left fielder Pinyongo. To third base Valenzuela, throwing to second. Late, Guelbas dives in head first with a double. The Lugnuts' third hit of this second inning. Double number 12 this year for Brian Guelbas. Just tucked it inside the line, third base way. A visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Tony Cagoule. Trying to figure out how to slow things down and resettle his 22-year-old ace, Devers, the number 27 prospect overall in the Chicago Cubs organization. And yet Max Muncy is coming up. There is the chance for the Lugnuts to make this a big inning, albeit with 2 outs in the frame. Muncy reached on a bunt single his first time up. This second inning has gone single by Campos, strike out of McDonald, single by Valenzuela, the sack fly by Cooper Bowman, and then Guelbas with the double. The Lugnuts have lost the first 2 games of the series, 4-3 and 4-2. Trying to get this offense going once again on the very first day in the month of September. We're ready. 2 outs, third baseman Verdugo in, everybody else back. First pitch. Muncy a check swing. It was low and away. On appeal, did not go. Ball 1. Max told me in the pregame interview that he is going to work on entirely reworking his swing. Has great power. The pitch. Check swing again. This time he did go too far on the changeup. And strike 1. He wants to hit for a better average than he currently is. Swing and a miss again on the changeup. And the count is 1-2.
He's a big fan of the catcher.
A lot of art.
Yeah, she made her a shirt that says wisdom is hot. Oh, okay, thank you.
Whoa. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back off the top of the screen.
Thank you.
The owners of the Cubs are in the booth to our right. And if you hear any requests, anyone else approaches, we've got the crowd microphone right there. A ball was just tossed to a fan asking for a photograph. 1-2 on Muncy. 1-0 Nuts, the deal. On the outside corner, called strike 3. A changeup strikes him out, and that retires the side. But the Lugnuts tally first. Sack fly by Cooper Bowman plays Alexander Campos. 3 hits, 2 left in the frame. The 1.5. It is the Lugnuts, now leading in South Bend by a 1-0 score.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
That's a 1-0 lead for the Lugnuts in South Bend. Go to the bottom of the second, Joey Estes on the bump. Estes fires to Pablo Aliendo, a right-handed hitting Cubs catcher. A slider across the outside corner at a called strike one. Aliendo to be followed by Murray and Mate. The pitch, again the slider, waved at and missed. And the count is nothing and two. Pablo Aliendo came through with a two-run tie-breaking home run yesterday that gave the Cubs a 4-2 win. Estes throws. Swinging a fastball and a ground ball hit on one hop to Muncy at short. Throws to first, guided it over. And McDonald, a great stretch to receive at number one.
The Cubs first baseman, number 38, B.J. Murray.
B.J. Murray next. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch, strike called, outside corner, straight changeup, Joey Estes. Murray yesterday had a first pitch home run. Scored two of the four runs yesterday for the Cubs. Here's the pitch. That's down low. He went right back to that changeup. 1-0 Lugnuts, last of the second. Murray the switch hitting first baseman out of the Bahamas. Muncy shading up the middle. The deal. Missed inside. Three straight changeups. Two balls, one strike. Fastball, slider, changeup, the Estes repertoire. Agrees to a sign from McGuire. Rocks, kicks, throws. Fastball fouled away to the left. Aim for the outside corner. Murray was late. Two balls and two strikes. Fastball at 91. If the stadium radar gun can be believed. Estes fires. Line drive, base hit right center. Center fielder Brelbas fields and plays it in towards second. That's a one-out single for South Bend. B.J. Murray aboard for Kevin Mate. Nineteen-year-old Kevin Mate, 9 days away from his 20th birthday. He's hitting 183 through 30 games. Does have a good batting eye. Here's the pitch. A fastball for a strike. Called across the outside corner. 92. So far, what we've seen from Mate are that batting eye had a pretty good glove at shortstop. Not too much bat yet. One on, one out. 1-0 nuts in the second. Estes fires. Fastball right across the outer edge. Strike two call. Hummed it in there at 93. Joey Estes is warming up. Estes checks over his left shoulder on Murray, a threat to run. Then the deal. Fastball fouled back into the netting. I do not know how Mate got his bat on that fastball. It was up. Runner Murray, by the way, 8 steals, 3 times caught, including earlier this series. He tried to steal second, left too soon. The pitch, a slider is lifted high down the right side, and a foul ground. The first baseman, McDonald, Now it's the second baseman, Valenzuela, who makes the catch back in a fair territory right on top of the stripe. Murray back to first base. Mare is at number two.
Now at the plate comes number eight, second baseman, Fabian Pertus.
Fabian Pertus is the number nine batter in the order. A right-handed hitter. Cubs trailing 1-0. Murray on at first base, two outs in the last of the second. Estes fires. Fastball fouled back into the top of the screen. When I say that the Cubs are up there to swing the bats, I especially mean that when it comes to Pertus. This is his 407th at bat of the year. 119 strikeouts and 19 walks. The pitch. Runner takes off. Swung at a miss, though down to second base. The tag. Not in time. Tag came down on the top of B.J. Murray's helmet. Murray steals second, and that's unusual. That is just the third steal in seven attempts against Estes. Now hang on. Home plate umpire Clyburn Rondon is saying go back to first base. We've got umpire interference called. Rondon interfering with Shane McGuire. They say no play. And Phil Pohl is now out there to argue, was it interference on the batter? Because then there should be an out called. Because there was no out called, Rondon is saying it wasn't the batter, it's on me. So Rondon first had to tell Lance Reimel, the manager of the Cubs coaching down at third, why he was sending the runner back. And now he tells Phil Pohl, the Lugnuts manager, why there's no out. And so simply two outs, nothing into the count. I was about to say, usually, runners don't steal bases against Estes. 0-2, fastball up high. In this case, that should have been a steal, if not for bad luck on the part of the base runner, B.J. Murray. Ball at two strikes. 1-0 Lugnuts. Pertus waits. Estes offers. Fastball again high. Two balls and two strikes. Could not tempt him with either one of those. And now we'll see if he goes right back to the slider. By the way, the catcher, Shane McGuire, runners have tried him 15 times and he's caught 8 of them. A 2-2 pitch will wait. Hang on. Time was called by the batter. Home plate umpire Rondon signaled time and then quickly got down behind the catcher McGuire. And then when Estes didn't throw it, then Rondon could say, okay, here's what was going on. The batter wanted time. Murray at first, two outs. 2-2 pitch for Pertus. Estes holds, fires. Runner takes off, the pitch called strike three. Oh, a slider right down the middle. Pertus was locked up. Estes has his first strikeout. He strands Murray at first base, and we go to the third. The Lugnuts one, the Cubs nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And let's go to the third inning. The Lugnuts' Lawrence Butler leads off. First pitch from Luis Devers floats across for a called strike. Starts him off with a changeup. The dead fish. Butler right and McGuire. Lugnuts leading 1-0. Changeup inside corner. Strike two called. Butler in his first at-bat lined out hard to center field. Quick pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. Strikeout number 4 for Devers. Now Joshuan Wright. Righty, righty. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Nuts. Pitch on its way. Fastball low. Ball 1. From a high right-handed arm angle. Wright popped out to the second baseman for 2's his first time. Here's the pitch. The changeup right in there at the letters. Strike call. 3-hit game for Joshuan Wright yesterday. The pitch. Curveball low and outside. At 2-1. Just another multi-hit game in his season. His 19th. Devers throws. Chopper hit foul down the left side. Off into the Lugnuts pen. 2-2. Here's Wright today starting in left field. We've seen him all over the place. Like Johnny Cash, he's played everywhere. A 2-2 offering from Luis Devers. Curveball called strike 3. Quick pitch, Joshuan. Joshuan looked back at the home plate umpire Rondon. He didn't believe that call. 5 strikeouts for Devers.
Next up for Lansing, number 21, Shane McGuire.
Shane McGuire was the very first strikeout recorded by the Cubs starter. First pitch here. That misses down and away with a changeup. The left-handed hitting catcher for Lansing. Quick pitch, fastball at the knees, strike called. Devers steps back and the question does he come right to the plate? No, leg kick here. And the curveball bounces in. Sometimes it's a big, slow left leg kick, and sometimes he just comes right to home plate. He does not waste time. Leg kick in the pitch. A called strike on the outside corner. Changeup. We have seen very few fastballs considering. I'm pretty sure he's thrown just as many fastballs as he's thrown curves. 1-2 is a quick pitch across the inside corner, and a called strike 3. Devers strikes out the side in the top of the 3rd inning. Let's go to the bottom of the 3rd. Lugnuts 1. South Bend Cubs, nada.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the order time for South Bend. Pete Crow Armstrong usually swings at the first pitch, but not here. He takes it up high and wide. Ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Joey Estes is on the bump for the Lugnuts. Lugs lead 1-0. Second pitch of the home third. Crow Armstrong does swing and miss. Now the count is 1-1. Change up right by him on the outer third. Crow Armstrong, Wogu Casey. 1-2-3. Pete Crow Armstrong wears number 5. Left-handed batter. Right-hander winds and throws. Changeup is lifted to right center field. Robas is on the run. Can he get there? No. It's beyond him and going to the wall. Carl Armstrong dashes around first. He's around second. He's hustling for third. Relay throw. One hops in late to Campos. Triple. Triple number 7 for Pete Crow Armstrong. That ties him for fourth most in the Midwest League. South Bend is now 90 feet away from tying up the game at 1. Of the batter, Jordan Wogu. Righty, righty, first pitch. Slider called a strike in the outside corner. It is the fourth hit allowed so far by Estes. But he left runners at second and third in the first inning and stranded a runner at first base in the second. The native Californian lets it fly. The native Canadian fouls it away off to the left side. And the Lugnuts hitting coach, Javi Goddard, goes over, picks it up, and discards it overhand out of the first base side South Bend dugout. And 0-2 now from Estes. On its way. High fastball, broken bat, ground ball right side, brings in Crow Armstrong. Valenzuela makes a fine play over to first. Came charging in, grabbed, transferred, and threw. Wogu is out, Crow Armstrong is in. Tie game 1-1. Sometimes you just make too good of a pitch, and has to sawed Wogu right off. With the infield not in, no chance for Valenzuela to take that throw home. The old compromise, and now Owen Casey. The pitch, fly ball, center field, back goes Brobas, back into left center. He's at the wall to make the catch. Oh, that ball just kept traveling. Out number 2. And Luis Verdugo will step in. Verdugo is 1-for-1, single the left field his first time. Two outs, nobody on, and the score tied 1-1. The pitch, slider called a strike in the outside corner. And as that pitch was coming in, Verdugo quit. He took a look and he said, "That's not for me. No thank you, sir." How about this pitch from Estes? Slider outside this time. Don't blame him for trying the same pitch as the one before it. Joey rocks back, kicks, throws. A fastball is popped up right over home plate. Catcher McGuire throws away the mask and makes the catch. He never left the dirt circle, just to the left of the right-hand batter's box. That ends the third inning. But Crow Armstrong leads off with a triple. Wogu grounds out to bring him in. And we go to the fourth. Lugnuts 1, Cubs 1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
As the curtain rises on the fourth inning, the Lugnuts and the Cubs are tied up 1-1. Cubs right-hander Luis Devers tossed in a called strike to Alexander Campos. The second pitch is fouled off at home plate. The count very quickly, no balls, two strikes on the Lugnuts' third baseman batting fifth in the order. Campos, McDonald, Valenzuela, 5-6-7. The windup, the hesitation, quick pitch. Curveball is flat into center field. Kerr Armstrong measured, trots forward, hauls it in with one hand. One up and one gone. Jared McDonald next. McDonald is 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout his first time up. First pitch, outside, ball one. So far, Devers and Joey Estes matching one another, 1-1 the game tied. As pitch is swatted up and foul right side in front of the South Bend dugout, it's the first baseman Murray with a basket catch, avoiding the catcher Aliendo, and the two of them swatted each other, smiling. At number two.
Second baseman number two, Lansing Saeed Valenzuela.
Feels like things are getting easier for Devers, not harder, as he's now gone the second time around through this Lugnuts order. And the first time around, the Lugnuts were 4-for-8 with a sacrifice fly against him. Second time around, they're 0-for-6 with 4 strikeouts. Saeed Valenzuela takes a called strike right down the middle. Valenzuela is 1-for-1 with a single to center. Switch hitter batting left, pitch on its way. Foul tipped into the middle of Allegendo. Strike two. Change up. And maybe a curveball and a fastball here and there. At Devers, that changeup is the truth. Shakes off a sign. Nods yes. Quick pitches. Bounced it in. One ball, two strikes on the native of Somerton, Arizona, Saeed Valenzuela. Cooper Bowman is waiting on deck. Another quick pitch, misses inside. Two balls and two strikes. You can understand how a pitcher relies on his changeup, loves to use the quick pitch. Off the normal windup, he buries the changeup. Now the count is now 3-2. All about messing with that batter's timing, making sure that that batter does not time him right and barrel him. A payoff. Swing and a miss. He gets Valenzuela with the off speed. Strikeout number 7 for Luis Devers. It's a perfect fourth inning, and he has set down 7 consecutive Lugnuts batters. 3.5 complete. A tie game 1-1 from South Bend's Four Winds Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's trivia time as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lugnuts and Cubbies, 1-1. Lugnuts' run came in the second. Cubs answered in the third. Lansing right-hander Joey Estes threw three innings. Four hits, no walks, one strikeout. He'll take on batters 5, 6, and 7 here. Piñango, Aliendo, and Murray. First up, Johendrick Piñango batting left. Righty Estes standing 6-2, deals. That changeup low, ball one. Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game is, it's themed around some great news from earlier today. Here's the pitch. High fly down the left side off the bat of Piñango. Long run, left fielder right. Nope, can't get it. False foul. Just to the left of the Lugnuts bullpen. One ball, one strike. Yesterday, the Lugnuts starting pitcher Jake Walkinshaw was promoted up to AAA Las Vegas. Well, today, the reliever Trayson Kubo was promoted to AA Midland. Lugnuts are on the move. And now 10 Lugnuts this year have been promoted to AA Midland and or AAA Las Vegas. Really great news. Your trivia question is this. Can you name the Lugnuts who have been with this team since opening day? Joey Estes steals up high, ball one. From my count, the Lugnuts only have 5 players who have been with the Lugnuts since opening day, and their status has not changed on the active roster. No time spent on the injured list, for example. Estes misses low and inside. Count on Piñango, 3 balls, 1 strike. I could be wrong, but I count 5 who have been a member of the active Lugnuts roster since day one. 3-1, Piñango fouls it away to the left. Count is full. Email me, Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS. The pitch. Fly ball center field. To his right, rushes Grovas. He's there. He tracks it down. Piñango's out number one. Pablo Aliendo comes up next. Again, that's Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. You can also find me via social media, Jay Goldstrass, JGOLDSTRASS. Pre-game interview earlier today with the Lugnuts shortstop, Max Muncy. That's on social, and it's also online at LansingLugnuts.com on the press box. The pitch to Pablo Aliendo. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Give him the straight changeup. Aside from a Pete Crow Armstrong triple in the third inning, Estes has looked good once again here today, following up on 6 scoreless innings his last time on the bump. Kicks and fires. Slider. Foul down the left side on the line. Off the rooftop. No balls, 2 strikes for Aliendo. Grounded out to short his first time. Estes to the plate. Slider, bounced foul. Over off the Lugnuts dugout railing on the left side. Lugnuts in that series against Wisconsin had 3 consecutive quality starts, Estes among them. Walkinshaw was another. Quick pitch. Slider fouled off at home. Joey Estes saying, hey, what Luis Devers can do for South Bend, I can try that too. Pablo Aliendo appears to have bruised his right knee. One out, nobody on. 1-1 tie game, home fourth. Estes nods yes. Starts the windup. Here it comes. A fastball swung at and missed. Sit down, Pablo Aliendo. 92, and the cheese was up. Second strikeout for Estes. Reared back, found it, pumped it past the batter. 2 gone for B.J. Murray. The other pitcher who had the quality start in that Wisconsin series, Kyle Verbitsky, will start tomorrow night at 7:05. Murray bats left. Takes the slider for a called strike across the inside corner. Nothing and one. Murray 1-for-1 with a single to center. Estes nods yes. Glove up in front of his face. Kick in the pitch. That tails outside. Kyle Verbitsky gets the ball against Cole Franklin of the Cubs tomorrow night. Franklin another top Cubs prospect. Astis hesitates, then the off-speed is hammered foul down the right side. On the count is 1-2.
You kids, get off my lawn.
I see that things are not going well for Adam Jax's Chippewas. Oklahoma State has opened up a 23-7 lead there in the second quarter. Two outs, nobody on, 1-1, the game is tied. Estes deals a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Oh, Murray looked silly. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball that was in the mid of McGuire, and then Murray brought that chopping stroke through belatedly. Let's go to the fifth. Estes strikes out the final two batters. He now has three Ks. He holds serve with Devers. 1-1, the game is tied.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
South Bend's starting pitcher Luis Devers through four innings has struck out seven. He has allowed the Lugnuts to have four hits. Three of them came in the second inning when they scored their only run. Game tied 1-1. First pitch of the fifth. A curveball up and inside. And ball one to Cooper Bowman. Right on right. Bowman, Buelvas, Muncy against Devers. The pitch, low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Cooper Bowman is officially 0-0. That was his sacrifice fly that brought in the Lugnuts run in the second inning. That was answered by a Jordan Wogu RBI ground out in the bottom of the third. You would think that this is a changeup count for Devers. It is, and he misses inside. Three balls and no strikes. I say that because every single count is a changeup count for Luis Devers. The breaking ball, not all that trustworthy. The changeup, always. 3-0. Oh, he missed again. And he missed with a fastball inside. He has walked Bowman on four pitches to open up the top of the fifth inning. No action in the South Bend pen. 66 pitches, 41 for strikes so far for Luis Devers. And on the other side for the Lugnuts, Joey Estes, 61 pitches, 48 for strikes. Brian Buelvas is 1-for-1. He takes a called strike across the outside corner. Major league debuts today for the Oakland Athletics, playing in Washington, D.C. against the Nationals. Ken Waldichuk got the start today. 0-1. Buelvas got under it. Left side foul ground. Third baseman Verdugo into the coach's box with the catch. Slapped his glove down in his left leg and brought it in with that same left hand. Buelvas is out number one. Bowman at first base as the order turns over for Max Muncy. Ken Waldichuk today, 93 pitches. 4 2/3 innings, he allowed one run, struck out six. And the A's are currently leading the Nats 5-4. The pitch to Muncy, a fastball, fouled away to the right. Strike one. Max is 1-for-2 with a bunt single. Had a strikeout his last time up, struck out looking. Short lead for Bowman. The pitch, changeup low. Lugnuts and Cubs tied up 1-1. One ball, one strike from Muncy. One on, one out in the top of the fifth. Number one, Cooper Bowman, the runner. Number 11, Luis Devers deals. It's the number one hitter in the order, Muncy. Curveball, strike called on the outer edge. Gave him the deuce. One ball and two strikes. The other debut today for the Oakland A's, Cody Thomas, the former Great Lakes Loon. The pitch, change up low. Two balls and two strikes. Thomas today in his major league debut and 1-for-2. He was pinch hit for by Christian Pache, who delivered a two-run triple. A's 5, Nats 4, Jorge Ruiz is in to pitch. Muncy takes a ball outside, and the count is full. Jorge Ruiz was a lug nut last year and already this year in the A's pen. Does Bowman run on 3-2? He does not. Yes, he does, as Muncy grounds it to third base. That keeps Bowman away from the play as the throw goes across the diamond to first. Muncy is out number two. It was very late, but then Bowman took off for second base. Muncy is out 5-3. Verdugo to Murray. But Bowman now into scoring position for Lawrence Butler. And with that action in the South Bend pen, the lefty Riley Martin is warming. As Luis Devers looks to go 5 innings, 1 run for a 4th straight start. Deals. Butler swings and misses the changeup. Strike one. Butler takes a ball on the fastball. One ball, one strike. Lawrence is 0-for-2 with a line out to center. Great catch made by Pete Crow Armstrong. Last time up, struck out swinging. The deal. Swing and a miss. Oh, Lawrence Butler tried to take that ball out of South Bend. One ball and two strikes. Devers looks for an 8th strikeout. Time called. Time called at home plate by the batter, Butler. Lugnuts and Cubs tied 1-1. Top of the fifth, 2 outs, runner at second. Bowman runs. The pitch swung at him is strike 3. Changeup strikes at Lawrence Butler. Side retired. 8 strikeouts in 5 innings. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 walk. Luis Devers. He is likely done, I would imagine. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, game is all tied up. 1-1, Lugnuts and Cubs.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Innings, one run allowed by Luis Devers for South Bend. Now Joey Estes gets the ball for the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 game. Estes against Mate, Pertuz, and Crow Armstrong. First pitch to Kevin Mate. Slider for a called strike. It is rare that you truly see like an ace versus ace matchup, but this feels like it. A quick pitch fastball for a called strike two. And Estes has really stepped up as this year has gone on. The 2021 Low A East Pitcher of the Year. Steps back, leg kick, 0-2. Slider is tapped past Estes. Shortstop Muncy comes in, grabs, throws, and got him at first with a backhand stretch by Jared McDonald. Out number one. Estes, too, usually a fly ball pitcher. Well, in this game, that's the second grounder handled by the shortstop Muncy. There have been three grounders handled by the second baseman Valenzuela. Two flyouts to center, two pop-outs in the infield, one foul out to the catcher, and three strikeouts. The pitch to Fabian Pertuz. Fastball. Strike one called on the outside corner. 92. Pertuz struck out looking his first time up. He got frozen. 0-1. A fastball popped up, back of home plate, and out of play. And then skipping off the seats like a stone across a pond. Nothing in two. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Game is tied 1-1. Last of the fifth inning, one out, base is clear. The number nine hitter, Pertuz, in a two-strike hole. Here it comes. High fastball, popped foul once more, and back and out of play. Leadoff hitting Pete Crow Armstrong on deck. Joey Estes with those long curls bouncing. Lets it fly. Fastball up and in. He hit Pertuz. And Pertuz is awarded first base. The manager, Lance Reimel, immediately comes down the line to check him out. Reimel shaved today. Reimel earlier in the series had a full beard. Pertuz heads down the line, being examined by the athletic trainer. Seth Clapp walks with him down to first base. Fastball got away from Joey Estes. It's his ninth batter of the year. Looked like a glancing blow. It looked like it struck him on its way proceeding to the backstop. Now down to first. He is checked out by the athletic trainer Clapp and the first base coach D'Angelo Jimenez. They are looking at that left hand, that left wrist. Pertuz stays in the game. It was an 0-2 pitch to the number nine batter. Not optimal, shall we say.
Now batting, center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong.
Top of the order time, and Pete Crow Armstrong next. One on, one out in a 1-1 game. Estes fires. Slider smacked foul right side and scalded off out of the South Bend Cubs pen. Carl Armstrong 1-for-2 with a triple and a run scored. Pickoff though to first base, tag late. Pertuz did go back in standing. Fabian Pertuz so far this year, 12 steals, 3 times caught. Does he try them? I'm skeptical. Crow Armstrong looks at a high, wide fastball. One ball, one strike. Crow Armstrong is a free swinger, a highly aggressive batter. You can get him to expand. 1-1. He swings and misses the heater. Strike two. That HBP of Fabian Pertuz, by the way, that snapped a stretch of 7 consecutive South Bend Cubs dispatched by Estes, leading back to the Crow Armstrong triple in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off, but it's fouled back. Pertuz back to first base. That ball back off the netting. One run, 4 hits, no errors for both teams, the Lugnuts and the Cubs. Blue skies directly above Four Winds Field. And around the pitcher's mound, the groundskeepers mowed the grass in the shape of a baseball. 1-2. Just misses outside. Fastball for ball two. I was looking at the field with Lugnut starting pitcher Kyle Verbitsky earlier today, and Kyle told me he thought that maybe the field had been mowed by robots, that they had put in the design, and the robots took care of the rest. But then he and I were watching it get manually mowed. Pertuz takes off. The pitches bounce to second. In comes Valenzuela to grab. Flip over to first. Crow Armstrong out number two. Pertuz is into scoring position. Fourth grounder handled by Valenzuela. Second time that Crow Armstrong has hit it out to him. Jordan Wogu steps in next. South Bend looks to break the 1-1 tie. Runner in scoring position, two outs, and the powerful Wogu. 14 doubles, 6 triples, 13 home runs, 41 RBIs. Swings and misses an Estes fastball. Strike one. No, but back to Kyle Verbitsky. Watching the field get manually mowed in the shape of the baseball with the seams. One horseshoeing to the right, one horseshoeing to the left. Estes in the middle, dealing. Popped up, fell lazily off to the right. Off the suites and back into the seats. No balls, two strikes, and Jordan Wogu. Can Estes strand Fabian Pertuz? Send us to the sixth inning in a tie game. He has his sign. He pitches. Line drive, left field, base hit. To his right, right. Backhands. His throw comes into second. Pertuz scores standing. Jordan Wogu with an RBI single gives South Bend a 2-1 lead. It was on an 0-2 pitch, the same that Fabian Pertuz was hit by an 0-2 pitch by Estes. Jordan Wogu has driven in both of the South Bend runs. And Lugnuts manager Don Schultz, or pitching coach Don Schultze, makes his way out to the mound. Estes frustrated to the back of the hill as the infielders come around him to offer support and encouragement. He has pitched well against the best team in Midwest League West Division here in the second half. Now, South Bend Cubs magic number coming into play today is 5. They have their sights set on that Midwest League West second half division title. Currently the standings. South Bend came in at 35-21. Beloit at 29-27. And the Sky Carp have been hoping for some help. Easy for me to say. I've been hoping for some help from the Lugnuts, but South Bend has eked out wins in the first two games of this series, and they're up again. Owen Casey now, 1-for-2 with a single, first pitch, taking a strike called on the outside corner. Meanwhile, over in the Eastern Division, the Lugnuts Division, the magic number is 9 for Lake County, up 3 games over West Michigan. And 0-1 for Casey. Does Wogu run? Pickup, though, goes over instead. He was edging. He was looking runner-ish. And so Joey Estes checks. By the way, Beloit is in the bottom of the third inning against Quad Cities and trailing against the River Bandits, the worst team in the division, 3-0. Wogu doesn't run as Casey lifts it to left. Routine for Josh Wainwright to his right. He makes the catch. Right on. Inning over. And by the way, with West Michigan leading in Fort Wayne, 3-0 in the fifth inning. While Lake County is trailing 3-1 to Great Lakes, things could tighten in the East if that holds. Lake County aside, the Lansing Lugnuts are the ones who are trailing here. Jordan Wogu with the RBI single, plating Fabian Pertuz. And as we go to the sixth inning, our score is South Bend 2, Lansing 1.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Save.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855 Okay to Say.
Protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Greg Geiger, Assistant General Manager.
And Jamie Humphrey, Manager of Special Events.
Here with the Lansing Lugnuts.
And Jackson Field.
The View, like many of our menus, is a great place to hold a special company event, or even better, your Thanksgiving or Christmas time holiday get-together.
Depending on the type of event, we can accommodate 50 to 125 guests for private dinners, open houses, meetings, retreats, just to name a few.
Email me at gkiger@lansinglugnuts.com. That's G-K-I-G-A-R at lansinglugnuts.com for a copy of our special events menu.
Or call me at 517-827-2591 for additional information on your other event questions.
We'd love to help. Thank you, and
go nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Luis Devers is done after five innings of one-run ball, striking out eight. The South Bend right-hander yields to a lefty. Riley Martin is now in. Now the Cubs lead the ball game 2-1. First pitch from Martin. Fastball up high. Josh Wainwright short and showing bunt. Takes ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We saw Martin earlier in the series with a perfect frame. Off speed at the knees. Called a strike. Change up. 1-1 on Josh Wainwright. That's going to go right. McGuire and Campos here. The pitch outside. Two balls, one strike. 3-4-5 batters in the Lugnuts order. Against the new reliever, Martin. Lugnuts down by a run. The pitch. Low. So this sixth inning has begun. Three balls, one strike on Josh Wainwright. With the big bats coming up soon. 5'6" tall left fielder waits. 3-1. Strike called at the uppermost region of the zone. Josh Wainwright at 5'6" has the highest strike calls go against him. So a payoff now, kicking the toss. Bounce straight back, 94 miles an hour. Wright stays alive. Wright went 0-2. A pop out and a strikeout looking against the starter, Devers. Martin kicks, offers. Punched foul on a line into the screen right side. Keep it 3-2. How about another payoff? Bouncing ball hit towards short. Mate to his left, grabs, plants, fires to get him. Whipped it over to first base. One up and one gone. For the catcher, Shane McGuire, the cleanup hitter in the order.
Batting next for Lansing, catcher number 21, Shane McGuire.
McGuire's 0-2. Strikeout looking, strikeout swinging. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. Lefty versus lefty. Martin's pitch. At the knees, inside corner. Strike two called. The Lugnuts battled well against Luis Devers the first time around. They, though, have not had a base hit since Brian Guelbas' double in the second. Martin deals. Bouncing ball right back to Riley Martin. Grabs, spins, throws it over to first base. Two outs. Alexander Campos now. Twelve out of the last 13 batters have been set down by South Bend pitchers. The only one to reach, Cooper Bowman. A leadoff walk last inning. 2-1 Cubs in the sixth. Martin's pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Whoa. Yesterday, the story for the Lugnuts was two runs in the second inning and nothing outside of that. Today, one run in the second, nothing more. The pitch, high and wide. Oppo's 1-for-2. He has scored the only nuts run. The Martins pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. And Riley Martin's hair is just as long as Joey Estes's for the Lugnuts. But the difference is that Martin's hair is straight. Estes has the curls. Martin also wears a beard. Let's it fly. Breaking ball low and in. Riley Martin, blonde. Wears glasses, too. 6'1", 215 pounds out of Salem, Illinois. A sixth rounder last year. This is a 2-2 pitch. Campos fouls it back, getting a piece. It looked like he shook himself up, too. Immediately let go of the bat. Does some stretches at home plate. Might have hit that ball right off his back right heel. Two balls and two strikes, and Alexander Campos out of Cumana, Venezuela. The home plate umpire, Rondon, also out of Venezuela, gives him as much time as he needs. By the way, the catcher, Aliendo, also from Venezuela. He's from Naguanagua. Riley Martin out of Illinois deals. The breaking ball called strike three. Perfect frame from Martin in the top of the sixth inning. Going to the home half now. Cubs leading the Lugnuts 2-1.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Where Adam is in Stillwater, Oklahoma, the Central Michigan Chippewas are trailing the Oklahoma State Cowboys, the number 12 team in the country, 37-7, a minute 28 to go before the half. In South Bend, Indiana, the deficit for the Lugnuts is one run. Cubs 2, Lugs 1. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning for Luis Verdugo, Yohendrik Piñango, and Pablo Aliendo. Joey Estes remains on the mound for the Lugnuts here, but there is action in the bullpen behind him. As the right-hander gets set, the toss to Luis Verdugo, the cleanup hitter in the South Bend order. 1-for-2 with a single. First pitch hits the outside corner at the knees. Strike call. It is Angelo Infante warming up in the Lugnuts pen. The native of Maracaibo, Venezuela. The pitch. A bouncing ball pulled on the left side. Off the backhanded attempt of Muncy. Kicks into left field. And Verdugo goes on. I suspect we'll see a base hit. Muncy got his glove upon it, but his momentum was carrying him away from first base. That would have been a very difficult out to convert.
Now in play, top left fielder, number 17, Yohendrik Piñango.
Next up is Yohendrik Piñango. Verdugo on at first, nobody out. Estes misses inside, ball one. Well, Joey Meneses just won the game for the Washington Nationals over the Oakland A's with a three-run walk-off homer off Jorge Ruiz. Nats 7, A's 5. The pitch. Slider pop foul, left side foul ground. It is out of the reach of the third baseman Campos, bouncing right next to the tarp. By the way, it is a single four for Dugo. And the sixth hit of the game for the South Bend Cubs against Joey Estes. Right now, Estes is at 85 pitches unofficially. Let's keep that unofficial. He fires. Inside corner, strike called. Call it 84. One ball and two strikes, the count of Pinyango, who is grounded out, and he's flied out. Pickoff throw! Oh, Verdugo. Diving back in, face planted at first base. McDonald never applied the tag. Just watched him to see what he chose to do. A 1-2 pitch for Pinyango. Sliders lined toward short. Caught by leaping Muncy. Looks at first. Verdugo had already gotten back. A throw goes over to Estes. Out number one. Credit Estes getting in on Pinyango's hands. Pablo Aliendo now. The question is, will Estes be able to finish off this sixth inning? Angelo Infante is ready in the pen. Phil Pohl just sent out signals out to the field. Estes clad in the road black uniform has the sign, sets, throws to Aliendo. It's bunted, left side. Estes can't play it. Bare hand by Campos. Throw to first. In time. The third baseman, Campos, a fine play. Time called by the Lugnuts D. Estes a low five for Alexander Campos. Verdugo up to second. Two gone. It was do or die for Campos. And as it turned out, he did. Pitching coach Don Schultze out to the mound. DJ Murray coming up. And I would think that this is going to be the final batter that Estes will be allowed to face. Can he get Murray? Can he finish off six innings for a second consecutive start? Estes this entire year had gone six innings only once. That was in his first 17 starts of the year. It was on May the 4th against West Michigan, his fourth start of the year. Six innings, three runs, seven strikeouts against the Whitecaps in a game that the Lugnuts won 6-5. And then after that, he had topped out at five innings, five and a third, May 21st at Great Lakes. And then last time, August 25th, six innings at Wisconsin. Can he get six innings here at South Bend? Estes against B.J. Murray, who will swing first pitch, but he's got the best batting eye on the team. Switch hitter batting left. Estes looks back, now deals. And the slider starts him off with a called strike one on the outside corner. Time called. Home plate umpire Rondon says, reset that pitch clock. Estes bends the glove in up against his left shoulder. Nods yes to the sign. Verdugo, the runner at second. Estes fires. Swing and a miss. Boy, he brought that slider under the hands of the left-handed batter. Murray got handcuffed. Estes has struck out three. Pertuz in the second. Aliendo and Murray in the fourth. And O'Toole is waved at and missed. Fastball gets him. Four strikeouts for Joey Estes. He blows away Murray to complete his sixth inning. South Bend only scores two against him, one in the third and one in the fifth. He strands a runner at second, and we go to the seventh. It is the Lugnuts trailing in South Bend by a 2-1 score.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Jared McDonald challenges the lefty Riley Martin on the first pitch up high and away. It is now the seventh inning, and the Lugnuts trail 2-1 of the South Bend Cubs. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The deal. Outside corner, called a strike. McDonald, the Lugnuts' number 6 hitter, right-handed batter, starting first baseman. Valenzuela on deck, then Bowman in the hole. Southpaw Martin in a second frame. Deal. Outside, barely. McDonald takes ball 2. Jared McDonald is 0-2 with a strikeout and a foul out. 2-1 Cubbies. Martin's pitch fouled off into the netting. 2-2. In the sixth inning, Martin blew right through right, McGuire and Campos. 2 ground outs, 1 strikeout. A 2-ball, 2-strike offering. A breaking ball up high and wide. And the count is 4. Three, two, low for ball 4. And the potential game-tying run is aboard.
Batting for the Lansing Lugnuts, number 2, second baseman, Saeed Valenzuela.
McDonald draws his 4th walk of the series. He leads away from first base, held on by Murray. Saeed Valenzuela now. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 1. Valenzuela is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. The offering, high and wide. 1 ball, 1 strike. And back to the Lugnuts starting pitcher, Joey Estes. 89 pitches, 72 for strikes. Only 17 out of the zone. Off speed, breaks outside. Riley Martin is erratic right now. Big time strikeout lefty. 2-1 the count on Valenzuela. The pitch, a bouncing ball up the middle. Behind second base, the backhand by Pertuz flips to 2-1, over to first, not in time. McDonald came in on the shortstop, Mare. Mare is throw to first base, belated. Valenzuela safely aboard. McDonald is erased. And 1 on, 1 out now for Cooper Bowman. Bowman is officially 0-for-0. Sack fly, RBI in the second. Takes up high ball 1. A walk in the 5th inning. Stranded at second base. And Riley Martin is not helping out his own cause, getting behind these batters. Southpaw offers. Low for ball 2. Angelo Infante continues to warm up in the Lugnuts pen. I anticipate we'll see him pitching the bottom of this 7th in relief of the Lugnut starter, Estes. Bowman takes a called strike on the inside corner. Valenzuela at first base has not been a threat to steal. He is 0 for 2. Time called. Bowman two hits yesterday. Looks like that he's getting his swing going. And his batting eye, too. Great power, great speed. The pitch. Outside barely. There's the batting eye. Ball three. Bowman lines a base hit to left field. Penyanga over to his right. That ball goes to the wall. Valenzuela's windmilled around third base. He's coming for the plate. Relay throw home. The tag is out at home. Valenzuela is furious. He's saying they were blocking the plate. That Aliendo was sitting on top of the plate before that throw arrived. And Phil Pohl is going to have this one out with the home plate umpire Rondon. Meanwhile, Bowman does land at second base. We've got the replay up here in the booth. It's a double for Cooper Bowman. Saheed Valenzuela took one look back. Pinyango hit the shortstop. And then Mares though to the plate. And there was Aliendo standing over it. Phil Pohl just got run out of this game by Rondon. That is the second out of this top of the seventh. The Lugnuts thought that they had this ball game tied up 2-2, but Clyburn Rondon ruled that Aliendo did not block the plate too soon. Third time this year that Phil Pohl has been ejected. And the pitching coach, Tony Cagoule, goes out there for a visit with the southpaw Martin. After all, Cooper Bowman at second base, he now represents the potential game-tying run. And Brian Buelbas about to come up 1-for-2 with a double today. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts are going to do some rearranging of the coaches. Kyle Verbitsky had been coaching at first. He walked back to the dugout to see, should I stay over here? What do we want to do? He will stay over to coach first base. And now Javier Godard, the hitting coach, will serve as acting manager as he heads down to the third base coach's box. Checks in with Brock Whittlesey as he does so. Brock has basically turned into the de facto bullpen coach as the veteran reliever. The Lugnuts, truth be told, have had their frustrations this season and this series with the home plate umpire undone. Well, Valenzuela called out at the plate on the Bowman double. Two outs. Brian Buelbas, the pitch. Grounded foul. Straight back. The last time that Phil Pohl was ejected from a game, it was the 4th of July against the Great Lakes Loons. And the revved up Lugnuts went on to walk off the Loons in that game, winning it 7-4. Martin throws. Fastball called a strike at the letters on the outside corner. Nothing and two, the count to Brian Buelbas. Buelbas asks for time. Bowman at second. Outfield straight up. Two outs, top of the seventh, 2-1 Cubs. Martin throws. Breaking ball, shot toward first, grabbed by Murray. Did he trap it? No, he caught it cleanly in the air. Out number three is called. Side retired. Lugnuts leave Bowman in scoring position. We hit the stretch from Four Winds Field as the night is getting hotter and the emotions are rising. Phil Pohl is back in the clubhouse and the Lugnuts continue to trail. It's 2-1, South Bend.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Angelo Infante takes over on the mound, the man with the infant. Right-hander out of Maracaibo, Venezuela, became a father during this summer. Infante makes his 37th relief appearance for the Lugnuts. Lugs trail the Cubs 2-1. Righty Infante deals to Kevin Mare, batting right. On the South Bend shortstop takes a slider for a cold strike across the inside corner. Mare, Pertuz, Crow Armstrong. Pitch is on its way. And that's called a strike. I think that there was just applause for a flyover by a flock of ducks. Might have been geese. 0-2. Mare swings and misses a slider. Down he goes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Kevin Mare. First batter faced by Infante. First strikeout for Angelo Infante. So he has to strike out four in his six innings. Six hits, two runs, no walks, one hit batter. He's in line for the loss today, but Estes picks up his third quality start of the year. He was very good. Lugnuts just need some offensive support. Infante deals. Fabian Pertuz lays a bunt down foul, rolling left. If you missed it, in the top half of this inning, the Lugnuts thought that they had the game all tied up. Otto Cooper Bowman double. Clyburn Rondon, the home plate umpire, called Saheed Valenzuela out at the plate. Phil Pohl disagreed, was ejected. Acting manager right now, the hitting coach Javier Godard. Pitching coach Don Schultz, he will make the pitching changes. Last of the seventh, can the Lugnuts rally? One out, nobody on. Cubs batting up by one. The pitch, a fastball grounded, foul wide of third. Infante got right in on the hands of Pertuz. No balls and two strikes in the South Bend second baseman. From what we have seen in the series, it's the South Bend team that wins very much with their pitching and with hitting at the right time. The deal. That's up high. Nearly tempted Pertuz, but at the last moment, Pertuz decided not to offer. One ball, two strikes. Pertuz out of Barranquilla, Colombia. A 1-2. Slider popped up left center field. Brian Buelbas, also out of Colombia, is over. And Buelbas has the catch. Pertuz is out number two. Top of the order time, and Pete Crow Armstrong with Infante looking for a perfect initial frame.
South Bend Cubs center fielder number five, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Crow Armstrong is 1-for-3. A third inning triple scored on a Wogu ground out. That was South Bend's first run. Wogu then an RBI single in the fifth, breaking a 1-1 tie. It's 2-1 right now. Carl Armstrong takes a called strike on the inside corner on the slider. He disagrees. Clyburn Rondon says, step back in. Carl Armstrong first had time granted to him. He said, I don't want time. And Rondon said, then what are you doing out of the batter's box? 0-1. Fouled away to the left side. It's just the batter's pattern, right? The rhythm of, all right, swing, foul, or take a strike, step out. That's what Crow Armstrong had gotten himself used to. Clyburn Rondon said, don't you know about the pitch clock? Where are you going? You want time? You want to play ball? 0-2. Infante deals. Oh, just missed. And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lug nuts were all on their way off the field. They thought that Crow Armstrong should have struck out looking right then and there. But Rondon does not pull the trigger. So, 0-1-2. Fly ball pushed foul up the left side. Native Californian, Crow Armstrong, age 20, out of Sherman Oaks, waits on the Venezuelan Infante. Kicks, fires. Fastball reached for it, barely caught a piece. And Crow Armstrong stays alive. 6-2-1 strikeouts for Crow Armstrong. This is his 56th game with South Bend. He has walked only 12 times, one of which was an intentional walk. For him, it's all about putting his bat on the ball and doing some damage. 1-2. He takes. That's just inside. Three of the four infielders were on their way back again. Everybody taking steps. Infante is not getting the call. Now to 2 balls and 2 strikes on the left-handed batter. Break even. That's just off the inside corner with a fastball. Now the count is full. Infante leans over just a bit at the waist, gets the sign, straightens, deals. Slider bounce, foul up the right side. Angelo Infante has been a part of the Oakland Athletics organization longer than any of his teammates. He was originally signed back in 2015. Here we are 7 years later. Infante with the lug nuts down 2-1. 2 outs, nobody on, payoff. Fly ball right field. Lawrence Butler comes in, he's under it, he waits. And he makes the catch. It was off speed. It was likely going to be ball 4. But Crow Armstrong expands. And that is a 1-2-3 frame for Infante just into the game. Onward to the 8th inning. Lugnuts continue to trail 2-1 in South Bend.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Protecting a 2-1 lead, the South Bend Cubs go back to the pen. New man into the ballgame is Michael McAveen, our first time seeing the right-hander. 6'3", 207 pounds, 25 years old, out of Indianapolis, Indiana. He is their most trusted reliever they currently have. They've promoted all their best relievers. McAveen's fastball runs up and in, ball one to Max Muncy, the leadoff batter in the Lugnuts order. Muncy, Butler, right. 2-1 Cubs. Righty to righty. McAveen offers. Breaking ball low and away. One hop backhand pickup catcher Aliendo. Two balls, no strikes. Muncy 1-for-3. A single. A strikeout. A ground out. Appearance number 19 from McAveen. That's it fly. Muncy gets under it and foul. Back towering over our heads and out of the ballpark. On the count now, two balls, one strike. Out of the stretch. A 2-1 pitch. Low and away for ball three. McAveen, 3 years ago, was drafted in the third round out of Louisville. Cooper Bowman's school. They were not teammates. A 3-1. Foul back into the screen. Count is full. McAveen this year, a 3.38 ERA with the Cubbies. 33 strikeouts, 14 walks. He has hit six batters, but in 26 and two-thirds innings, a 2.11 batting average against. A payoff from Muncy. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with 95 miles an hour. One down. Now Lawrence Butler. Nuts down by a run in the eighth inning. Left-handed batter. McAveen's pitch. Popped up, foul, off to the left side. Catcher Aliendo hustles over, but it's on the roof of the Lugnuts dugout, and it's strike one. For Butler, a line out in the first inning that Crow Armstrong made a fine catch of in center, but since then a couple of strikeouts. He did not play yesterday as they warm him back up in his return from his injury suffered on the 4th of July, a dislocated elbow. And I asked Lawrence, was this return scheduled or was he ahead of schedule? And he told me, yes, he beat the timetable. He was not expected to come back this quickly. Choking up on the bat, waiting. McAveen throwing. Low and in. Just to get Butler on with all of his great speed. Would assist the Lugnuts. Great power, great hitting ability. The deal. Low once more. Two balls, one strike. McAveen has the sign. One out, nobody on. He delivers. Strike called at the knees. 94 miles an hour. Now the 2-2. A breaking ball is bounced toward third. Verdugo comes in, scoops it up, transfers, fires, got him. Two outs.
Next for the Lugnuts, number five, Joshuan Wright.
Joshuan Wright now. Two outs, nobody on in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Slider swung at it, missed. Strike one. We have reached the time of the night where they play music in between every single pitch. McAveen deals. Breaking ball low and away. there was a respite for one pitch, and now right back to it. Ball and a strike on Joshuan, who is 0 for 3. McAveen throws, and that's low and away. The third rounder, McAveen, to the native of Panama. Right, takes, strike called on the outside corner at 94. 2-2 on Joshuan Wright. Here comes the break even. Fly foul out of play to the right side. Right hangs tough. We are 2 minutes away from being 2 hours into this game. A run for the Nuts in the second for the Cubs. One in the third, one in the fifth. They're up 2-1. Two outs, nobody on. The 2-2 pitch. Punched on a line down the right field line. Fair ball, base hit, going to the wall. Right hits for second base. Casey digs it out. Josh Wainwright turns second. He's hustling for third. A relay throw. Feet first slide. He's got a triple. Fourth triple of the year for Josh Wainwright. And now the tying run is 90 feet away.
Catcher number 21, Shannon Blind.
Josh Wan took a look. He hadn't hit full speed on his way to second base, but Casey was a long time in retrieving it. Three bases it was. Now Shane McGuire. Wright starts a dash, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Wright just seeing, can he catch the eye? The periphery of Michael McAveen cause a buck. That first one, McAveen was locked in. Right-hander deals to lefty. 2-1 Cubs, the pitch. Fastball up. Boy, the Lugnuts would love something here from Shane McGuire. 0-3, two strikeouts, one comebacker. The ninth rounder last year from San Diego. There's the dash, then the stop. And McGuire hits a high fly out to right. Casey goes back. He nears the wall. Casey makes the catch. Just in front of the track. The Lugnuts are retired. The triple squandered. 7.5 complete to the bottom of the eighth inning. I'll answer the trivia question of the game when we return. Cubs 2, Lugnuts 1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lugnuts stick with Angelo and Fonte as we go to the bottom of the eighth. And Fonte pitched a perfect seventh inning after relieving Joey Estes, who tossed the first six. Lugnuts trail the Cubs by a 2-1 score. Jordan Wogu is the reason that the Cubs are leading. RBI ground out in the third. RBI single in the fifth. He tied the game, and then he broke the tie. Owen Casey on deck, then Luis Verdugo. 2-3-4 batters in the Cubs' order. And Angelo Infante, right-hander against right-hander. Infante throws. Wogu bounces toward third, but wide of the bag and foul. Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game was this. Trayson Kubo promoted up to Double-A today. So who of the Lugnuts' opening day roster has stayed on that active roster the entire time up until today? No stint on the injured list, any other list, or a heading anywhere else. A ground ball up the middle, past the mound, past the backhand stab of Valenzuela. That's a base hit to center. Wogu is on. Wilbos gets in the throw. A single for Jordan Wogu. On the batter now, Owen Casey. Well, according to my count, I've got from the Lugnuts' original 30-man opening day roster. Lugnuts have pitchers, Osvaldo Berrios, Kumar Nambiar, and this man, Angelo Infante. Owen Casey bats left. Here's the pitch. That's up and away, ball one. I also believe that catcher Jared McDonald and utility man Josh Wainwright fit that bill. You can let me know if I'm wrong. Pickoff, though, over. Wogu got back in. Newest players who've been with the Lugnuts from opening day till today. One ball, no strikes on Casey. One for three with a single and two flyouts. Left-handed batter. Big guy. Runner takes off. The pitch called a strike. Throw down to second base. Muncy's tag.
He's gone.
Yes, sir. Shane McGuire throws out another. 16 times runners have tried McGuire. 9 times he has thrown them out. Perfect to the shortstop, Muncy. And I don't know what Jordan Wogu was doing because he slowed down as he neared the bag. And then there was really no slide. Might have gotten deked by Muncy. Casey takes low and in. Now Muncy approaching the bag casually as if, oh, there's not going to be a throw. So Wogu thought, well, there's not going to be a throw? No, there was a throw. And so now there's one out and nobody on. And this is a 2-1. Casey swings and fouls it at home plate. On the count is 2-2. What a weapon that has been. Shane McGuire throwing out these runners. Third cubby that he's caught trying to steal in the series. And Jordan Wogu now caught stealing for a fifth time in 21 attempts. A 2-2 pitch from Angelo Infante. Tapper slowly fair up the third base side. Nothing the Lugnuts can do. A bleeder of a base hit. Casey is on. Sometimes you make such a good pitch that it hurts you. And that's what happened there to Infante. How about Luis Verdugo now? He was 2-for-3 with 2 singles. Casey edges away from first. Righty, righty. Infante offers. Sliders outside. Ball one. Let's look ahead. The top of the ninth. The Lugnuts will have Campos, McDonald, and Valenzuela. 5, 6, 7 batters in the order forthcoming. Right now it's 2-1 Cubs. One on, one out. The pitch. Slider grabs the outside corner and a strike is called. One run, 6 hits, no errors for the Nuts. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Cubs. Infante to the plate. Just below the knees. Two balls, a strike, the count. This is the cleanup hitter in the South Bend order. Short lead for Casey, but he will run. Not going. As Verdugo swings and misses the changeup. Beauty. 2-2. Looking over the A's organizational scoreboard, yes, Oakland did lose on the Joey Meneses 3-run walk-off off Jorge Ruiz. But a home run for Shea Langeliers. And positive major league debuts today for Cody Thomas and Ken Waldichuk. Called strike 3 at the knees on the outside corner. Verdugo down watching. Strikeout number 2 for Infante. At 2 away for Yohendrik Piñango. Triple A Las Vegas has Miguel Romero on the mound against the Reno Aces tonight. Going to be fun to see when Jake Walkinshaw makes his AAA debut. There are a lot of familiar names in that Aviators attack. First pitch, Piñango takes, ball one inside. Leadoff hitter is Kevin Smith, the Lugnut in 2018. Jordan Diaz, the 2021 Lugnut, hitting 360 in AAA, DHing and batting third. And the 2021 Lugnuts catcher, William Simonite, catching and batting ninth tonight for Las Vegas. The pitch, Piñango rips it fair up the right side. That ball's gone to the right field corner. Owen Casey races around third base. He's on his way to the plate. Here comes the relay, though, to third base as Casey scores. And it is in time to third. So Piñango is tagged out. However, an RBI double for Yohendrik Piñango. And it's going to be a 3-1 lead for South Bend as we go to the ninth inning from Four Winds Field.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts have made a habit of playing very close games on the road. As we go to the ninth inning, here's another one. South Bend 3, Lansing 1. As a matter of fact, 10 out of the last 14 Lugnuts road games have been decided by 2 runs or fewer. And trailing by 2, it'll be Campos, McDonald, and Valenzuela. Michael McAveen, the right-hander, deals to Alexander Campos. Ah, wait, Denzel Clark up there pinch hitting. Swings and misses, strike 1. So Clark pinch hits for Campos. A 6-5 right-handed batter. Bat held high. McAveen's pitch. Outside. 1-1.
Pinch hitting for Lansing number 27, Denzel Clark.
Clark with the Lugnuts hitting .216 through 43 games. McAveen kicks and offers. Swing and a miss. Boy, there was some dip on that one. 1-2. 8 doubles, 1 triple, 8 home runs for Clark. Has such great pop, such great speed, but susceptible to the strikeout. 1-2. He pushes a grounder to second baseman Pertuz. Throws it over to first in time, and there's one down. Lugnuts down to their final two outs. Meanwhile, if you're South Bend, you are playing this game and you're also scoreboard watching. And the Beloit Sky Carp scored 3 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning, but are trailing Quad Cities 5-3 going to the seventh. Magic number could be 3 at the end of the night. The pitch, Jared McDonald takes a called strike on the inside corner. 3-1 Cubs leading here. A magic number currently at 5. To clinch the second half West Division. McDonald takes a ball outside. Meanwhile, over in the Eastern Division, Lake County and Great Lakes tied up 4-4 in the seventh. West Michigan leads at Fort Wayne, 5-0 in the eighth. The pitch, a bouncing ball hit toward short. Mata comes in, intercepted by third baseman Verdugo. The throw to first on a straight line in time. 2 down. Saeed Valenzuela, 1-for-3 with a single. First pitch, outside corner, strike 1 call. The Lugnuts are down to their final out, trailing 3-1. 0-1, breaking ball drops in for a called strike 2. Crowd starting to stand. McAveen offers. Breaking ball just missed outside. On deck, Cooper Bowman. Switch hitting Valenzuela from the left. 1-2. He foul tips it into, then out of Aliendo's mitt. Six-three, Michael McAveen against the 5-8 Valenzuela, choking up. The set, the kick, the pitch. A breaking ball bounced foul at home plate, and Valenzuela stays alive. Lugnut scored the game's first run all the way back in the second. That remains their only run. 3-1 South Bend. The set, at a 1-2. Fouled up and away off the left. A baseball onto the roof and then rolling down, where it gets caught in the E of field, where they've had four wins field in metal on the rooftop. 1-2, two strikes, try it again. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, waved at and missed. Valenzuela strikes out, and this ball game is over. Cubs win their third consecutive game in the series. It's a 1-2-3 ninth from Michael McAveen. South Bend 3, Lansing 1. That is your final score. I'll be right back with the postgame show after this.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A third straight victory for the South Bend Cubs, who get closer and closer to clinching the second half Western Division title. South Bend tonight, the final score, Cubs 3, Lugnuts 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts postgame. And they just dumped some ice water on the closer, Michael McAveen, getting interviewed by Max Toma in front of the first baseside South Bend dugout. For the Lugnuts, one run, six hits, no errors, six left on. Lugs fall to 25-32 this half, and 50-73 for the year. And for the Cubs on the other side, three runs, nine hits, no errors, and five left. Cubs improved to 36-21, 70-53 for the year. Winning pitcher is Luis Devers, the starting pitcher for the Cubs, who went five innings, one run, struck out eight. Five innings, one run for the fourth consecutive start, those exact same stats. Now 4-0, the RA rises for Devers up to 0.96 from 0.86. Losing pitcher Joey Estes for the Lugnuts, but Estes turned in his third complete game of, or a third quality start of the year, his second consecutive six-inning start on this road trip. Six innings, two runs, no walks, four strikeouts, with the loss now 3-7. Michael McAveen records his first save. He fired the final two innings scorelessly after Riley Martin had taken care of the sixth and the seventh scorelessly. The Lugnuts manager, Phil Pohl, was not around for the end of it. The pivotal play in the game in the top of the seventh inning. Saheed Valenzuela at first base. Cooper Bowman doubled into the left field corner. Valenzuela tried to score. Lugnuts thought that he was in, or perhaps that Aliendo, the catcher, was blocking the plate. In any event, home plate umpire Rondon called Valenzuela out at the plate. Phil Pohl disagreed and was ejected. That in the top of the seventh inning, that would have tied the score 2-2. And in the end, the Lugnuts never do score that second run. Lugnuts in the series have scored three runs, two runs, and one run through Well, 27 innings of the series. South Bend on the other side has scored four runs and three runs. Lugnuts pitching has been darn good after Estes. Angelo Infante pitched the seventh and the eighth innings, allowing one run on three hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Time of the game was 2 hours and 14 minutes, and it was played before a crowd of 4,498 in South Bend, Indiana. Tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m., right-hander Kyle Verbitsky, the ball for the Lugnuts against the Cubs right-hander Cole Franklin. It's coming up tomorrow night, and I'll have your call right here for you, the same way that you're listening to this call currently. The Lugnuts and the Cubs tomorrow night. That'll be game four of the six-game series. On Saturday night, Mason Miller gets the ball for the Lugnuts against the Cubs righty Richard Gallardo. And then on Sunday, Jorge Juan against the Cubs' Daniel Palencia. That's what we've got coming up before the Lugnuts have a day off on Monday and then back home for the final six games of the season, taking on the Dayton Dragons next Tuesday through that Sunday, September 6th through September the 11th. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. We'll see you at Jackson Field. Well, thank you so much for keeping me company tonight. Once more, your final score. It was the Cubs over the Lugnuts tonight, 3-1. Here's wishing you well from Four Winds Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good night from South Bend, Indiana. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.